We continue our survey this week of some of the countries hit by the tsunami that haven't received as much attention. Today, the Maldives, a chain of islands off the southern tip of India. There are some 200 inhabited islands, which sit just a few feet above sea level. So many villages were entirely submerged by the tsunami. About 20 islands were destroyed. 12,000 people are displaced, but casualties were low. 81 people confirmed dead so far. Hamdoun Hamid is the Maldives Minister of Planning and National Development.
We found that the larger number of islands that suffered the most destruction were islands which were oriented from north to south, because the wave actually came from the east, and the islands which were oriented from east to west did not suffer that much of an impact.
There's something that's a bit hard to understand here, which is that even though these islands, buildings were completely destroyed, islands wiped out, the death toll is remarkably low, 81 people. How is that possible?
The height of the tsunami varied from about 4 feet to 14 feet. People actually say that it wasn't a wave that rushed in, it was rather the whole sea moved up in an instant. So people would have been lifted up and then lifted and placed on tops of rooftops. And most of the islands that were really hard hit had a large number of houses on that island in small space, and the roads are very narrow, so you have practically the whole of the island covered with roofs. And also where they got warning, the people started running and got onto the boats in the harbor. The islands are fairly narrow, so most of the harbors are on the leeward side, and people stayed in their boats.
Mr. Hamid, what's the situation with trying to get clean water to the islands? I know this has been a big problem over the last week or so.
Yeah, in fact, that is one of the major problems that we are facing. The groundwater has been spoiled, and all the rainwater tanks that contain the drinking water for the population were also spoiled. One of the first things that the relief movement tried to do was to take water to the islands. Now we have some mobile desalination plants in the regions, different regions.
Mobile desalination plants?
Yeah, either on boats or plants that can set up on an island and then move to a neighboring island and do the production all over again.
Mr. Hamid, how much would you say this disaster has set your country back?
I would easily say about 20 years. When you look at, the last 20 years, quite a large number of infrastructure development had gone on, like harbors, jetties, health centers, hospitals, schools, and all of these were affected.
We've heard a lot about relief operations in some of the hardest hit countries. What's the situation in the Maldives? What sort of outside help are you getting?
We are getting aid in terms of food, we are getting aid in clothing and water. And I think that the whole country is very glad that the international community, our neighbors, have all responded very fast. What we will not be able to do on our own is rebuild or recover, because that would need a lot of investment, a lot of reconstruction.
Long term. Mr. Hamid, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Hamdoun Hamid is the Minister of Planning and National Development in the Maldives. He spoke with us from the capital, Malé.